Fading to Black. That's right. Welcome to RealLibertyMedia.com, RLMRadio.xyz. I'm your host, Vincent Easley, right here, along for the ride, and we're doing some radio writing. We'll go back to that pre-attunication right there, a little warm-up, the musical portion, an hour before, non-recorded. Okay, Rome's is done for now. All right, thanks. So, hey, welcome along, everybody. Those here in chat channel, a couple of them over here going on. Come back for a big old how-do here in a minute. How about that? Today, Vincent Easley II post, the domesticated terrorist. Here's a brand new idea of what we're really looking at, and it's executed in black and white. What does that mean? Well, you are what you do, not what you say you'll do. Become the media. Take back not only yours, but our future together, collectively, separately. Journalism, truth needs defense. Be the media. Find me, Vinny, online, right here at RealLibertyMedia.com. Today, taking a look at avoiding the quarry, the pitfalls of perception. The setup for the takedown, that is. Heinlein once said, ignorance is its own death penalty. From Strands of Sorrow. Now, in the R-Log here, you'll find where you can click on all these links and all that is here. I'm a writing today, radio writing, August 23rd, 2019. You may be listening live right now. Friday at noon Central, that's the time and location. Join the chat, 1 p.m. Eastern, right now, RealLibertyMedia.com. What matters? Pond to Gander. And we're going to take a look-see at what the definition of a terrorist is. Well, let me come back over here to chat, and we'll take a pause right there and say howdy. Thank you, Moosey. Rockin'. Yeah. Yeah, this part's being recorded right now. I better check that button, right? Check it. Where you at? Come here, little button. Yeah, it says it's recording. I have low volume levels. Now there it picked up. Maybe it's just me. How's the audio? Yes, domesticated terrorist. And I see my faithful follower is not here. What's his name? Judge Dredd? Hansel? We had a little German to start out some of the pre-broadcast. I have evolved into my own dimension. Thank you, Flash Somebody. Well, hey, in the tradition of Mr. Flash Somebody, another part of who I do some radio with over here at Real Liberty Media, let's say hello to the Bots and Bodies. Barman and Grimner and Moose Girl, all with the big A and the little A and the circle tail around it. DC's and Back Brackets and Asmo, Chalcedony, Echelon and N-Civ with Free Enslaved. You may be. Graham Z, probably in the garden. Mary, Mary, quite the gardener. How does your garden grow? I be Don C, or I be D on C. I ain't sure what all that's about, but Java Doctor 28, yeah, I'm jacked up on the Kelsey, Master Brow, Scared of Snakes, Ponder Gander, that's me. Kate and Rome's and Vanna White are one of our other bots, and there's one of the many Vinnies, a Vinny, just all by himself. Weather Dork and Phantom and Anti and Chascuro, Circle, hey, my coffee's talking. Yes, Fade to Black. Where did I leave off at? Circle, the Mighty Muse. Coffee Guy, just in time. Cyber Noodle, delicious. Duh, and Flash Somebody, that's the guy I was talking about right there. Frumpy, and the one Frumpy, and Gromit, and Hagrid, and JJ's or Scotsman. Kiss, and Matt WJ, 2002. Mr. Schnick, indeed, sir. Poopster and Prince, they were on last night. They'll be right here on Real Liberty Media with the Poopster and Prince Power Hour, talking about some Bitcoin and the likes of that sort of thing in the first part, and evolved into a very interesting look at some of how this stuff works. Now, I don't know much about it. I don't guess I care to, but it's still interesting nonetheless. Got your prints all over it, Mr. Poopster. Pawn Sauce and Real Donnie Woo. Now, these fellas have come over here. We got some new folks, so welcome along, Mr. Wu. Their sock puppet and smartass, the holiest Roger. Miss Van Meter. How to do, ma'am? All right. Thank y'all for coming along. And over here in the other chat channel, circles join. You're welcome. Flash, you stay away. Yeah, hey, hey, hey. Just kidding. No, seriously, stay away. Hi, Chloe. Hi, Wanda Taco. I'm glad y'all was along for the pre-tunicated version of What Matters? Ponder again. All right. Let's see if... all right, thank you, Grimmer. Sounds fine. Let me try to catch up just a little bit here, and then we'll jump back into this broadcast. For guys and gals, the broadcast that fits you. It's like a kilt, right? Either. You can wear it. Either way. Hey, somebody get that duck over here. I'm going to get him. Get him real quick. Do I got him? Got him. I got him. Me and Chloe tied yesterday at 345 ducks befriended. Yep. So that was pretty cool. It was probably a first. It's a history in the chat-a-rama. Okay. I think I'm caught up. So let me go back over where I was at. At the setup for the takedown. And what Heinlein said about ignorance being its own death penalty. Correct. Now, the last broadcast, I included this, and I thought it so important that I should bring it back again, in quoting Jeanette Finnicum, when she says, I believe we're watching the political machine through and with the media's help, crafting a list of words defining what they want us to believe a domestic terrorist is. Beware! Don't fall for their trap. The stalking horse. Now, like I said, you'll get this R-Log. If you're listening at YouTube, push stop, go to BitChute, go over there, or go back here to the reallibertymedia.com/author/Vine, and click over there. There you can get the clickable links. So if you're listening at BitChute, come on over. The link's in the description back over here. And you'll see some lovely additions and crafty ways to put words together with pictures and kind of doing some anti-propaganda. What would you call that? If it's not conspiring, it'd be prospiring. So yes, come to the prospiring page that I do here. The stalking horse. Public relations and propaganda. It's leading the drive for social perception and direction of our collective existence. It's a wonder we ain't all been trampled to death. Whoa, you say, what's a stalking horse? Well, in the 1972 film, Jeremiah Johnson comes to mind when thinking to describe the rarely seen stalking horse. Bearclaw, a seasoned mountain man, teaches a tenderfoot Jeremiah to hunt from the far side of the query. Yes, I did say query. Saying, elk don't know how many feet a horse has. Hunters would therefore slowly approach the query, their quarry, their pitfall, by walking alongside their horses, keeping their upper bodies out of sight until it's, pow, too late. The stalking horse approach. Using the stalking horse is a camouflage to deceive the target or the prey. A stalking horse method used by hunters for ages is to crouch behind the horse, concealing the true identity and purpose for the approach. The false front. A stalking horse bid is an offer or agreement to test the market in advance, benefiting the secreted party. If you describe a person or thing as a stalking horse, you mean that it is being used to get a temporary advantage so that someone can get what they really want. In politics, stalking horse is someone who runs against a leader to see how strong the opposition is, and the stalking horse then withdraws in favor of a stronger challenger. Well, as a cowboy, you got to know. Cowboy up, and sometimes you must make do with what you got. I want to ask, who really writes reality? There's a video here in the mouth of madness. And like I said, you come over here when we're all said and done, and you'll be able to click on all these. And it brings me to the idea of livelihood. Now, me and Flash talked on this, or touched on it at least a bit yesterday. A human being should be able to change a diaper, plan an invasion, butcher a hog, con a ship, you know, master a ship, design a building, write a sonnet, balance an account, build a wall, set a bone, comfort the dying, take orders, give orders, cooperate, act alone, solve equations, analyze a new problem, pitch manure, yes, poop, program a computer. Boy, I'm short on all this, ain't I? Cook a tasty meal, there I can do. Fight efficiency, die gallantly. Die gallantly. Specialization is for insects. Yeah. Well, what about all that livelihood? Well, you go to looking and try to find a definition on that, and it talks about money and jobs. But what is the real thing in livelihood? It's food, shelter, and clothing, and having fun with your life, right? Procuring that. But is there a domesticated terrorist? Where do we lie? Where do we lie? We lie. Somebody's signaling me. Thank you, Slap Flash. I think I put this next one out of place. Maybe not. Let me come back and check the clicks. Yeah. Kremner asked if I changed my own diapers. I haven't changed a diaper in, wow, decades, I reckon. All right. Now, back to the program. Where was I? Out of place. That's right. But I'm going to put it in here in the order I got it, because that's where I put it. All right. So that was from Lazarus King, and also it was on a link from Robert A. Heinlein. And again, it's in the R-Log. Clickable. Let me move that microphone back up here. Let's see. Too close. Right there. Okay. Now I have a Dab Lee link here. Lies, deceit, murder, and the kill list. Here's some real good scrunching up of words, what I like to call paraphrase plagiarism. And I'll read it. If only it were all so simple to separate and destroy the line dividing good and evil that passes not through states nor between classes, but through every man's heart. Impossible to expel from the world in its entirety, but it is possible within each of us. At what point then should one resist? That's a quote from that I scrunched up there from well, that's a name that may be Russian. You'll have to pronounce it yourself, but you can find it. Inside the notice of the news we come to. There's a clink, a clink. Ring the bell, anyways. Black Tide Rising. Yeah, you can click back over that. It'll take you over to Hal Anthony. And on to the Maxim 37 that we covered, me and Flash. Flash and I covered yesterday. Black Tide Rising. It's an audio book. That's a long bunch of books there. Anyways, I like listening to audiobooks, and sometimes I'll pull little things out of them. Like this right here. There's no such thing as overkill. Only open fire and cover me while I reload. We're looking at domesticated terrorists. Federal agencies destroying the American way of life. The full might enforced by federal law enforcement. Tactics of terror. Decades-long bureaucracy. Litigation. Land forfeiture, our laws being used to steal land and water in the West. When bad men combine, the good must associate, else they will fall one by one. An unpitied sacrifice in a contemptible struggle. Edmund Burke. Inside accounts about the ongoing cronyism, corrupt hiring practice, overspending, and abuse of government vehicles and travel time and so forth. The list is long. Here's a link over here to the Free Range Report written by Ms. Han. Again, it'll be there. Now, here we come to a little old me. And I find some domesticated terrorists ducking out in Denver. That's right. The state hides its shameless face. Crimes of the state. The prosecution of Bruce Doucet. And here's the link, this picture here, from Vincent Easley II. When he called in, more stories on government corruption within the just, Justice, just us, them system, and updates on my travels or lack thereof. Right there, when I called in to the Freaker's Bowl, that's at 1 hour and 35 minutes in. You'll find it in the R-Log. Well, where do we find ourselves? On the firing line, sovereign citizens. Here's a video here that you can go listen to yourself, that the FBI calls them domestic terrorists. And also a link from the SPLC. The contemporary sovereign belief system is based on a decades-old conspiracy theory. We're going to go back and pop some of that open, take a look at that. Because there's a lot of stuff in here. And a lot of people are kind of scared to go reading what they'd call their enemy is writing about them. But I say, oh, say it all. Could have played Shout It Out Loud in the pre-tunication. Whoa, I didn't even go back to that list. And I was going to cover that. We'll do it in a minute. So this is from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And who's the writer here? It's not my friend Ryan Lentz, but it is James Timothy Turner, I think. And down here, let's see if I can find it. There we go. The sovereign belief system. It's the contemporary sovereign belief system is based on a decades-old conspiracy theory. It goes on to say, at some point in history, sovereigns believe the American government set up by the Founding Fathers with a legal system for the sovereigns referred to as common law was secretly replaced by a new government system based on admiralty law, the law of the sea, and international commerce. Under common law, or so they believe, the sovereigns would be free men. Under admiralty law, they are slaves. And secret government forces have a vested interest in keeping them that way. Some sovereigns believe this is, after the Civil War. So there was the 14th Amendment and 13th Amendment, and then the adjourning without finishing the day or calling for rejoinment of the Congress. Anyways, a lot to that. I could probably tell you who to go check more on that about, but since I didn't, I won't. Now, what this is here, I'm going to go to the fog bow. Excuse me. And that same picture you'll find on my Facebook of ducking out in Denver is over here at the fog bow. They take that into discussion and into a thread. Because Bran Thornton and I went up to Denver to go to the trial for Bruce Doucette. We got there the second week, two-week trial. You know, I titled it, Ducking Out in Denver, The State Hides Its Shameless Face. Crimes of the State, The Prosecution of Bruce Doucette. And that's where you'll find that link over where I talk about it. But here's a picture. Oh, how lovely outside the courthouse in Denver. What a story that was getting there. And you can find it. I'm going to have this thread there. You can read it. Maybe I'll come to that where, our trip up to Denver. And we came over the pass in blizzard conditions and barely beat them closing it down. Oh, it was terrible when we arrived in Denver. But we made that first day, and Bruce's wife, Kim, took Brandy and I in to their home. And it was real sad, but we're the only ones that showed up for that, generally. There's a few other people that trickled along, but they basically had it blackballed out of media. They weren't even going to talk about it because this was they don't want to feed it. And that's all in the thread there, through all these posts to different people over on the Fogbo forum. Poor little Kim, she's a serious victim of domesticated terrorists. In this picture here, I've got one girl is like a legal aid or something. I'd never figure who she was. The other gal is Wart. Miss Wart. There is Ryan English. And there is the Denver Sheriff's appointed U.S. Marshal to the case. What's his name? Byrne. Yes, Mr. Byrne. And hiding behind him is the robber Ship himself. Robert Shapiro, the prosecutor. And that's Ryan English back there. He's trying to stick his head in the trash can, trying to get a way to hide. They all hide. They all wanted to hide when I said, I'm taking your picture. And then when they walked away, Robert Shapiro threatened me with, I was harassing them. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. I reported you a captain of the sheriff. That's right. And in the thread, it's very funny. You'll find the reference to me as the former sheriff. When I was in Riverside, yes, I ran an election for sheriff, and I was the only one there. So I won, undoubtedly. Sheriff Finney, baby. That's right. That's me. Hey, wait, let me get back over here. Oh, we missed 420 by 2 minutes. But I did call it. It's 420 GMT in London. Jolly old London. Oh, here we go. So this one here, I'm trying to put it in here as a embed, but end domestic terrorism. Yeah, I've gone past the SPLC. Yeah, here's my next one, but I'm going to go to Facebook to read to you about it. Yeah, I hear somebody I accidentally had accept on for a friend request and didn't realize there's a troll. Where are you from? Hello, hi. I don't back and forth inbox. Thank you. I didn't mean to accept your friend request. I'll delete you later. Bye-bye. Hey, look at there. Talk about timing. Here I go to Facebook to read that. So I'm going to open this up in another tab. Thank you, Julieta. Ah, she's going to listen now, and I'm saying your name. How perfect is that? I'll come back just a second and say hi to you again. Talking about you now, girl. Huh? This is my friend. Oh, Julieta. So, looky here, Brand Thornton. Talk about. I was just talking about you, my brother. We've got a couple of shares here. I bet you Brand Thornton's one that shared it. He sure did. Thank you, sir. That's my good friend, Brand Thornton. And we're talking about domesticated terrorists like the ones I was just talking about, the prosecution, the prosecutors, the persecutors of Bruce Doucette, the domesticated terrorists executed in black and white. Now, in the Unet trial, we can talk about Marshall, how they, I mean, just laugh in the face of justice. They get one of their FBI informants in there. I heard his testimony in the courtroom. Recorded. Couldn't even show his own stinking face. Ducking out in Denver. That's what they do. Did they do things wrongly? Bruce Doucette and the others? Absolutely. Should they be put in prison for the rest of their life because they're trying to present an opposition to the occupation? Now, we read in from the Southern Poverty Law Center about domestic terrorists, they call them. And you keep reading through there, and you'll find where they talk about being writing paper and all this other stuff, these methods that they're trying to implement against judges and law enforcement and hold them account. Now, what's happened here, see, they'll say, you know, opposed to the lawful thing, and they're trying to set up their own lawful thing and this and that. Well, it's all, you know, it gets overwhelming. You go swimming off that in your mind trying to figure it all out. I first learned about Bruce Doucette and forgot I even knew who he was when he was up there in Oregon at the Malheur deal. And I thought this was real business about, you know, these grand jury investigations and constitutional judges and whatnot. But they ended up capturing and putting these people in jail. And all the accounts that I have about Bruce Doucette, what a great guy he was. You know, like I said, Brandon and I stayed in Kim's home there where Bruce, while he was off locked up. You can really see a difference in that man and in the man he was before being arrested, the man he was becoming while he was, what I saw of him in the courtroom, who he's developing into, and then when he had to go into federal prison for, effectively the rest of his life, the hardened man he had to become to be able to live in that environment. It's a terrible system these domesticated terrorists apply against Americans that are fighting for life and liberty the pursuit of their property, to be able to keep that and not be hijacked, pirated. What is that true conspiracy with piracy, right, Flash? The con pirates. Who else liked here? Neil Wampler, thank you. This is a great man, Neil Wampler. He was able to defend himself in Oregon and beat those charges they put against him. Him with some other great folks, Ammon, and Ryan, and Shauna. That's what we're talking about, these domesticated terrorists that come against the American people. The government has changed completely where they're using these powers, these police agencies, governing at gunpoint to terrorize. Look up the word of terrorist. Fear, intimidation, and dread against us, we, the people. Who's the domesticated terrorist here? It's not me and you that I'm talking about, even though we have been domesticated, most certainly. I want to go back to, thank you, Melina Grace McInnes, for the tag, along with Andre Ellison Parker and 66 others that include me, myself, and I, you, because we're all in it together in the end. Now, this is a little bit of, I'm just going to have to read it and let it be what it is. Now, there's the left and the right, and these people are being manipulated, and if not domesticated, either side. So this was sent to the PPB in regards to Saturday's rally, protest turned rots, or riots, that would probably be sick, by Antifa and friends. The Portland Police Bureau. As I watched the events in Portland, Oregon today, dubbed "In Domestic Terrorism," unfold, I watched with much apprehension as I have seen how these things have unfolded in the past between Antifa and constitutional patriots. I have seen a lack of enforcement of keeping Antifa separate, Antifa, I'll say it like I'm supposed to say, Antifa separated from the patriots, even when there is a permit. I'm fully aware that today was an event where no permit was obtained. Permission. Today was a very different day, as you, the police, the Portland police, and other agencies that helped with your efforts did not, or they did an exceptional job in keeping the two groups apart and quelling as much violence as you could, expressing that if either side did not follow instructions, I looked away, I lost my place, that they would be immediately arrested and charged. You helped the patriots that wanted to exit the city to avoid violence, and that is not what they were there for, and do so safely and swiftly, and so that they could assemble in a different location and have a different kind of gathering. You also did an exceptional job in containing the remaining agitated counter-protesters of this rally compiled of Antifa, Black Bloc, Black Israelites, and other groups, and breaking up cells of violence that were breaking out across the city against citizens. Today I saw you, the Portland Police Bureau, taking steps to protect your city from the violence and hate that envelops it instead of standing by and letting violence take over. You did an outstanding job today, and I hope to see more of this in the future, done in a fair and constitutional manner. Thank you, thank you, says Melina McInnes, Patriot Angel News, Liberty or Death News. So there's a lot of comments in there, which I will, is what I'll do. I know what I'll do. I'll turn this into a Dabbly. That way people without Facebook will be able to, it's a backdoor into Facebook. So in the radio log, you'll be able to find that and click and read that. And you'll be able to have access to the people and that have clicked on like and otherwise and made comment. And there's a bunch. Hi, Amy. She's my friend from Bunkerville. She was one of my angels. Talk about angels. Yep, I had angels. Red Bear Apache. He said he was a demon, or a devil's angel, maybe. He's a great guy, a great friend. Come to the rescue. Yeah. took me to town one time up there and stopped by a time or two. Now, let's see. Where am I? Let me go back over and say hi to chat. Anybody chattering over here? Everybody is, looks like. All right, what have I got left over here? Here we go. All right, back in line. Here's a paraphrase plagiarism, a mashing of words. I put all this a little bit together from several sources, and there's places to click to see where I got them at, and I'll just read it as is. Be damned. Poor be damned. No, that's coming next. It's hard to light a candle, easy to curse the dark instead, finding the way back home. A light in the darkness, beacons of hope and flame, showing the way back home. Wait a minute. Stop. Hold up. Re-coffeed. All right, let's start it again. It's hard to light a candle, easy to curse the dark instead, finding the way back home. A light in the darkness, beacons of hope and flame showing the way back home. There's no going back, for the world's more full of weeping than you can understand. Come away, O human child, carry on, my wayward son, for there will be peace when you're done. Is that too corny? I almost thought about leaving the song out at the end. But, again, you can click on it and find where all that comes for. The poor be damned. What we have here is government by plutocratic authoritarians who will gleefully dole out millions to a wealthy family and then just as gleefully go out of their way to deny food to millions of poor families. Read more by Jim Hightower. And on, go on, you new American, and torture the data. Do not go softly. Who is he for whom you raised the gallows tree? He who serves me best, said he, the hangman. The motto in the courthouse is a quotation from Virgil, and it translates, having been warned, learn justice. You know what Carol Bundy says? The beautiful thing about truth is it's so easy to tell. Well, this has been Radio Writing. Sounds great and less filling. Remember, tell YouTube to get bit and get the bit shoot for Pondergander. And you know what? I've got to go back here and talk about the pre-tunicated selection of music. And how I wove it together, or how it weaves together itself, more precisely. We start out with The Cake is a Lie. And I've talked about that, and Grimner told us where it comes from. But this was a mashup mix in Cake by the Ocean and You Can't Touch This. And that was one for Vinny Sticker, yes. And then we had Run to the Hills. It was an Iron Maiden cover, acoustic, into the School of Rock. Because we're going to band together, right? As Wayfaring Strangers. I'm going to have this list all together after I get one talk over the line. And that was Fear and Loathing Left Las Vegas. Echo back to a Pondergander of Season 1 of Bundyville. From Leah Satilli. I covered the last broadcast here. I covered the first couple episodes of Bundyville Season 2, The Remnant. So get on over to reallibertymedia.com/author/Vine, or Vinny, that is, me. And you can take a look and a listen. To back to here, where we're at, one tuck over the line. It was a religious experience. About Lawrence Welk, that was really cracking me up. But not like the bluegrass zombies from Moses Wiley. But how do we get there? Well, we get there through life. And thank you, Steve T. There is a time. I think that's the best cover of the Dillards, There Is a Time, than anybody I've come across. He's a mighty fine picker and a singer, sure enough. And that zombie bluegrass, that was pretty funny. You got to listen to that. Then we went on to a little more soulful side of the zombie and how this ties together. Well, you know, they're trying to tell us things, right? This idea of perception. Well, postmodern jukebox give us a soulful example, and we went on to their next one of crazy perception, right? In this time of the season, is it? Well, we fade to black, and that's where the last song was from Metallica, and it was a live version. And it kind of built up the whole idea of what we went into here on this domesticated terrorist. Who are they? I didn't get to all these guys. Sure not. This was just barely just the introduction. Well, that's what I do. And I'll try to add to it the next time and do more and more and more. Just keep making piles. At least I can just throw it out there. What we got. What are we going to do? Keep doing what we're doing, I reckon. Seems like I was going to go somewhere else before I finished up. Maybe not. Well, I know I did. There's more I was going to say here. Oh, I've got other stuff over here in my pocket, don't it? That's what it was. If I can pretend to find out where I was at over here. There were several things, and I may have covered this in the last broadcast, I think. Well, since we're fading to black, I'm going to say hello, goodbye, world. This isn't change. The world isn't changing, we are. I think I did use part of this already. But we do have, I'll do it again, nonetheless. You have a choice. Spaces and places and television or television. Radio writing sounds great, less filling. But there are some serious questions that need fact check. Our choices of action will determine who we will become. A consciousness of innocence. Well, and the sea will tell. So I think I did put this down in the last broadcast, but I'm not going to add it to this R-Log except for in this Artunication of me speaking. But that comes from Advent Sunfall. You can find it. Do a Google search. I think I closed that tab out, nonetheless. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I said just the flash, didn't I? And sometimes good people do terrible things. Because that is what needs to be done. You just need to decide who is the monster. That came again from that book. But that goes a lot deeper there. And where these people that are these domesticated terrorists that are calling people domestic terrorists. The enemy will never attack where you're strongest. So we need to know our enemy, right? An old Civil War song is a line from Adeline, and it may be years, and it may be forever. So how long do we go on about a struggle that we're in? Well, two guesses, and yeah, you're both right. Keep with me. Oh, here it is. An autonomous colony, or so you might suppose, within the kingdom. The domesticated terrorist. It is. Hey, there's Tom's number. Yeah, Tom called me to warn me about playing with snakes, where I'm trying to, I keep dropping it, but I gotta go back and get with Chuck again and get this set up for Bill Fullerton, who was the domesticated terrorist in the case of Schaefer Cox. There's a lot to that story, and that's part of the portion not told here. If you forgive me, if the judgment of a petition, what is this? There was a couple of videos that I have comment on, but I'm going to leave them out. Like I said, this is the beginning here. I'm going to really have to just come back and close this up in another episode here for what matters upon Gander, the domesticated terrorist. And this has been executed in black and white and I'm going to run it on out. Thanks for listening. Hey, we had a brand new show last night, debut. It was it. So we're trying to decide here how we're going to put this time thing in. I'm going with Central Time because that's where I'm at. No, I'll go with Eastern, just not the bacon tankers. 11 p.m. last night was the Poopster and Prince Power Hour debut right here. They was talking about Bitcoin and other things, monetary like that. And the schedule, though, is, well, tonight, Grammy Mary's got, let's see, two more broadcasts. So tonight and Wednesday. This is our last Freakers Friday broadcast for the foreseeable future, 7 p.m. Grammy blast off the last time for the Freakers Friday, followed by the Freakers Ball, y'all, with Grimner and Moose Girl at 11 p.m. tomorrow at noon. Flash Somebody in the Dork Table. Sunday follows with the Fast Finger Trivia playing action right here in the chat room at reallibertymedia.com while we're listening to Grimner, and he's spinning some blues for using these. That's right. 3 hours later, we get to go behind the woodshed with Hal Anthony, for some, hard-hitting lessons. The Notice in the News, that's right. Get on over here Sunday. This is the flagship day of Real Liberty Media. And Monday, we come back for Leftovers. That's right, from Grimm. We've got News and the Views and Grimm Leftovers, 7 p.m. Tuesday, it's In a Perfect World. Never know what time it is, but we're contrasting the occupation. Flash Somebody and I on occasion. Wednesday, Grammy, we say goodbye to Grammy here at Real Liberty Media. She steps off out into the cornfields in Kansas. But we'll see her right here in chat. So don't despair. Come on over. Get a chuckle and a giggle, because she'll do that for you for sure. And don't miss her last broadcast next Wednesday. Followed again by Thursday, the Poopster Prince Power Hour is back at 11 p.m. And, Flash is doing things like real cheap, at least 20% off, and that's 2 p.m. before that on Thursday. And I may or may not be back with part two next Friday on a Ponder Gander, as may be any. But anyways, we'll try it, whatnot. Wait a minute, I'm getting she'll be here next Friday as well. Okay, good. So we got one more Freakers Friday with Grimner. Thank you, Grimner. Thank y'all for listening. We'll cut this one off and talk to you more next time. Thank you.